Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm Winston Harris, and here's what's happening. Investigators have charged a man in connection with last week's shooting at the Eat Out Fitter Festival, and they have named the officer who fired at a teen who police say was armed. KYW's crime and justice reporter Christian Johansson has more.
Authorities say officers were in the area of the Clara Muhammad Square, 47th and Wallusing Avenue, for parking violations when they heard several shots fired from inside the park. Philly police say the group, including Officer Diamond Janes, ran towards the sounds and saw the group with guns. They say Janes shot a 15-year-old in the shoulder and leg and took him to the hospital, where he was listed in stable condition. Officials say they found an AR-style pistol near his feet. Two others in the park were also hit, another 15-year-old who had a graze wound to the finger, and a 23-year-old who was struck in the stomach but is expected to fully and physically recover.
A 21-year-old, Kabir Oglesby Hicks, has been charged with gun and evading arrest offenses.
Police say they recovered six guns. Three 16-year-olds were also arrested, two with ghost guns with nearly a dozen rounds, and another with a handgun with two dozen rounds.
James is a six-year veteran and will be on administrative duty pending the outcome of the internal affairs investigation. Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small and his wife have been charged with abusing their teenage daughter. KYW's South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has the details.
The Atlanta County Prosecutor's Office has announced multiple charges against Mayor Marty Small and his wife, Laquetta Small, who is the Atlantic City School Superintendent. Prosecutors say both mother and father violently abused their 16-year-old daughter several times late last year and early this year, including allegedly broomstick strikes to the head, which caused the teen to go unconscious, and punches to the legs that left marks and bruising, according to the Special Victims Unit. Laquetta is accused of hitting her daughter with a belt and punching her in the face and chest. Mayor Small held a press conference related to this investigation on April 1st and said his family is dealing with challenging personal issues that have not impacted his job as mayor.
We reached out to his attorney, Ed Jacobs, for comment but haven't heard back. A judge sentences a 70-year-old Mount Airy woman to the maximum for third-degree murder, at least 20 years in prison, for stabbing a man outside an Armour bar with a sword hidden in her cane. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwood reports.
Renee DiPietro told the court she's sorry for killing 31-year-old Michael Sides, and she sees his face every day, but Judge Wendy Rothstein sentenced DiPietro to 20 to 40 years in state prison, telling her, in the judge's words, "Your so-called remorse is for your situation, not for what you did," prosecutor Brianna Ringwood.
This defendant displayed a complete disregard of Michael's life. It was only her choices, her actions, that led to his death.
In the early morning hours of June 10th, DiPietro's son called for a ride, saying he'd been kicked out of a bar in Ardmore for punching someone. As he was getting in his parents' car, Sides grabbed him from behind and started hitting him. DiPietro started swinging her cane at Sides. A sheath containing a 16-inch blade came off the cane, and she stabbed Sides in the chest, killing him.
As she was led from the courtroom in a wheelchair, DiPietro said there was no justice in her trial, and in her words, "That judge, I feel like, is prejudiced." patients may be caught up in a contract dispute between health providers and an insurance company. KYW's South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty tells us, as things stand now, families with Horizon Insurance who go to AdvoCare Pediatrics will need to find a new doctor by June 30th.
Marlton-based AdvoCare sent out letters to notify families they have been unable to come to terms on a new contract with Horizon, and that if no deal is reached, the AdvoCare physicians would no longer participate in Horizon's insurance network. AdvoCare has thousands of patients at more than 150 locations in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. In the letter, AdvoCare urged patients to write to Horizon and encourage leadership there to prevent disrupting their coverage. In a statement, Horizon says health costs have been climbing at unacceptable rates, and a company spokesperson pointed to a stated goal of Governor Murphy to limit healthcare spending growth to 3.2% in 2024. The company says it will continue negotiating in good faith to reach a, quote, fair and reasonable deal with AdvoCare.
If no deal is reached by June 30th when the contract expires, Horizon says they have 70,000 providers in-network, so patients will have many other options. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker signed an executive order creating what she called a one-stop shop for opening, operating, and expanding a business in Philadelphia. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
When Irene Grant decided to open a small business on Girard Avenue, she was flummoxed by the various permits, licenses, and clearances required.
I had to run here to get that. I had to run there to get that. Then I had to go back to the same man that told me to go over here. It was crazy.
Mayor Parker hopes to eliminate that sort of runaround with the executive order transforming the Office of Business Services into the mayor's business action team with a mandate to cut red tape for businesses.
We are committed to elevating efficient government services that are streamlined, user-friendly, and accessible.
Commerce Director Alba Martinez says the team is assessing how to reduce steps, accelerate those that remain, improve payment systems, and provide assistance for businesses.
When businesses succeed, we succeed, and we want to be here every step to assist.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.